Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2-0 Beavs, by the way.
Rop and Sook, I'm Rop. That's Big Sook right over there.
Oh, dude.
Look at him. Yeah, the Beavs just put 2 across in the bottom of the 4th. They were up 2-0 on stupid Louisville.
Ha
ha!
Suck it, Louisville.
Yeah.
Although I like Louisville's look.
Yeah.
Kind of that cream. And the
Beavers have a better look than that, though.
I'm just saying, you know, it's a sharp look.
The Beavers jerseys are clean.
Yes. Yeah. The Beaver baseball team does it right, and the football team needs to take a page out of it. And I would also like to point out again, they got rid of the stupid, like, nutrient beaver. The beaver shark.
Why do they keep changing the beaver?
Well, exactly. Like, because officially it's still the new angry beaver, but OSU baseball does the Benny the Beaver, which is a phenomenal logo.
It's the best beaver.
Yeah, well, what was it is the best beaver.
Why was
the
that?
The beaver of record.
Yes. Why did they change it?
Well, because that was, whenever they changed that, like whatever, like 15 years ago, remember that was like when everything had to be new and edgy.
Yeah, same thing that the Jaguars did. They just made it like a little edgier.
Yeah, you couldn't, like everything had to be like aggressive. That was when like, you know, like, whoa, it's a new beaver for a new age.
Bolder lines.
And yeah, and it's like, it's forward facing and it's aggressive snout. And you're like, oh my God. It was the worst rebrand.
Beavers aren't tough, like.
Well, no.
You know what I'm saying? They're like ducks.
Well, the ducks tried to do that. Remember when they got rid of the duck and they went with the mandrake? They went with the new buff duck?
I was there for that unveiling.
Everyone went through a weird period where we had to get like extreme and we had to get aggressive and like manly for a new age. And then someone woke up and was like, oh my God, that's the dumbest thing. Just bring back the duck. We love the duck. Benny the Beaver is a great beaver.
He's kind of goofy looking.
No one wants the beaver shark.
But he is the better of the two beavers.
Yes. He's the best beaver.
So the Beavs, they have 2 on in the bottom of the 4th. They're already up 2-0. So things looking all right for them. The Pacers play tonight. Here in about 20 minutes, they tip off against the Thunder. Our Oilers won last night.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you to power rank Oilers, Beavers, Pacers, because I think that those are your rooting interests.
Yes.
I ask you to power rank those in order of the level of want to win a championship.
This is tough because I love my Beavs.
It's not going to be the Pacers. It's going to be between the Oilers and the Beavers. Right?
I can honestly tell you that my level of interest, and this is bad because it's a good series and two teams that should be easy to root for. I could give 2 flying beavers.
Oh, you're not even rooting for the Pacers?
I don't.
You don't really care?
I don't care.
Oh.
Like, I would say that if Indiana won, I think I would, this would be my reaction. Oh, all right, cool. Like, yeah. And then if Oklahoma City won, I'd be like this. Yeah, all right. That's as excited as I would get. The Oilers and the Beavs, I'm all in. I'm all aboard. And I want to say the Beavs. Local, and they've just been screwed over. The people of Corvallis, the good beaver folk.
Yeah, they need this.
They need this.
They want this.
They want this.
They deserve this.
Yes.
But so does Canada.
That being said, If I had the monkey paw wish and I was down to one nub, one finger, I gotta give it to Canada. I gotta give it to Edmonton.
Okay.
One, the people of Canada, for no reason, we've decided to pick a fight with them for no damn reason whatsoever.
They're fine people up there.
They're fine people. I love my brothers and sisters to the north. It's their sport. No one has won a cup up there since 1993. And they're playing against the cheapest, just like dirtiest, annoying team that's in South Florida that no one cares. No one cared that they won it last year. No one will care if they win it again. So for the sake of the sport and the good people, by a beaver snout, just a nudge, a tooth. I need
these people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
I'm all beaves, man. Yeah. I'm all in. Yeah. I think they need it. They deserve it.
Yes.
So
I think it would be amazing.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the whole college landscape and how it's changed, and by the way, it's still evolving. It's still changing. The house settlement went down last week. I'm sure you guys talked about it on Monday when I was out sick. There's already been multiple lawsuits. Like, no one still knows how this is going to finish up. But the one thing for certain we know, there are only two real schools that got jabbed in that whole thing. Two. And they're both up here. Washington State and Oregon State are the leftover just sludge.
Yeah, they got
this.
Hosed.
But they got absolutely hosed.
I would argue Cal and Stanford didn't get a very good deal.
Yeah, but at least they ended up in the ACC.
Yeah, but they don't make anything. I mean, yes, it's better than Oregon State, Washington State, but that's a bad.
Well, that's why I said there's plenty of people that got a raw end of the stick.
Yeah, nobody liked the Beavs
but
and the Cougs.
No one liked the Beavs and the Cougs, and the Cougs just don't have anything going for them. But the Beavs still have one thing. And that's this, that and I just think if they haven't won, haven't been to the World Series since 2018, haven't won since 2018. So to see them fly in the face of everybody, see, now you're going to make me rethink this, and maybe I do got to say the Beavers, but I really, really want Oregon State to do this. I think it would be amazing because that city, that university, it needs a win, and this would be incredible.
All right, up next, quick update on who did not and did make the cut. Why did I say it like that?
I don't know.
Who did and didn't make the cut at the U.S. Open, and how to not ingratiate yourself, Cincinnati Bengals edition. Weird story there with their rookie. Coming up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I have Joey Harrington on coming up next for his weekly spot. You know, he played quarterback for the Ducks.
He's pretty good.
In the NFL. Nice hair.
Does have great hair.
Hell of a man of philanthropy, you know?
Man of the people.
Yeah. He's a great Oregonian. I saw him on yet another one of those, you know, they always do these Portland's kick-ass ad campaigns, you know?
Sure.
And he was on another one of those recently.
No one's ever put you on one of those.
No.
It's disappointing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. The newsman. Hello.
Hello. Former voice of Zoo Lights? I mean, what are we?
Bus voice.
Yeah.
But on the bus.
What are we waiting for?
That's awesome.
Where is the Isaac Rob? Come to Portland.
I was one and done in that with that that gig.
Contract dispute.
Yeah, I asked too. I got too big for my britches. Yeah.
Kind of mad I wasn't on the bus one day, but like, or the zoo bus.
Like, hey, that's Rob.
What? Yeah.
So U.S. Open, Sam Burns 3-under. He shot a 65 today. He is 3-under. J.J. Spahn is 2-under, and Victor Hovland is 1-under, and that is it. Everyone else missed the cut.
Only three guys after two rounds under par at the U.S. Open. I mean, today was...
Yeah, it was carnage.
Today was brutal.
Absolute carnage.
Yeah.
Adam Scott, even par. Ben Griffin, even par. It is not a who's who. I guess the closest major winner that's...
even sniffing around?
Sniffing
Koepka,
is
right?
Brooks Koepka at 2-over par.
Isn't Day right around 2 or 3 over, too?
Jason Day is 3-over par. Okay. I'm looking here. John Rahm is 4-over par. Morikawa, Scheffler, 4-over. I bet you those guys find their way up towards the top before it's all said and done. The cut, now there are a few guys still out there finishing up, but I don't think the cut's going to change. The cut is at +7.
Yeah.
So Rory actually made it.
Yeah, he birdied to 18, right?
He did, but he didn't need to. He was already at 7 over. He's at 6 over now.
Okay.
Hideki Matsuyama got in under the wire. And Matthew Fitzpatrick apparently made a 59-footer on 18 to make the cut.
Hey, look at that. Hey, good for him for wanting to play over the weekend. As we were debating, like, when you're getting your ass kicked like that and you're, like, right on the cut line, and you know it's only going to get worse over the weekend, I can see where you're like, you know what, I'm going to pull a Dustin Johnson. I don't need to be here right now. Go get on my boat, my plane.
Notable missed cut dudes, Ludvig Åberg, Wyndham Clark, Patrick Cantlay.
Phil missed it.
Phil did miss it. Boy, he was in good shape.
Yeah, he's a +8.
What did he do?
He must have...
Oh, God, he went double bogey on 15 and double bogey on 17.
Yeah, that'll do it.
God.
Yep.
You want to talk about a guy who did not want to play the weekend.
Phil. Dustin Johnson didn't make it. He was 10 over.
Yeah, he sucks. Bryson DeChambeau missed the cut. Tommy Fleetwood missed the cut.
Wasn't the doucher here picked to win it?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Thanks. Gary Woodland missed the cut. Sepp Straka was terrible.
A lot of names.
Justin Thomas missed the cut. Shane Lowry missed the cut.
Shane Lowry was bitching and moaning and slamming his club. He had a miserable day. He finished +17.
Justin Rose missed the cut. I mean, just
who's who.
It's crazy.
Yep.
All right, one more story before we get to Joey, and that is at the Cincinnati Bengals camp.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know. Why did I say camp? Are they in camp right now?
No, this is the OTAs. This is the mandatory part.
Yeah, whatever.
You have to be here.
What's called a camp then? Training camp?
Training camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, these are organized team activities.
In Cincinnati.
Yes. Everyone has to be there right now.
They drafted that Texas A&M pass rusher by the name of Shamar Stewart.
Yes.
And they are now saying that Shamar Stewart may actually go back into the draft if he does not get his way here. But you don't often see this with rookies, because rookies, they're slotted in pay-wise where they were drafted.
Yes.
So there really isn't much negotiating with rookies. That's why you just don't see rookie holdouts very much.
The NFL, a number of years ago, they did the rookie scale. Remember when the quarterbacks were making just an insane amount of money?
Sam Bradford for the Rams was the last one to get that guaranteed
money. It was like 50-something million guaranteed, and it broke. And so now they have a rookie wage scale, and it's commensurate with every year where the salary cap goes, but it's slotted. So one makes this, two makes this, three, on and so forth. And the whole reason they did that is that, like you said, you really don't even need an agent to sign your first rookie contract.
So he's going to get 4 years, $19 million.
And he's the only one, by the way, in the first round that is not in camp.
And that's fully guaranteed. But the reason he's not in camp is he says that the team pulled a fast one on him, and they tried to change some language in there that says that they don't have to pay him if he gets in trouble.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
And they've never done this with another player, including last year's first round pick.
They've never done it. No. I don't know if is he a kid that they got to worry about off the field?
Cincinnati has just decided that this is where they're going to.
They're playing hardball.
They're just good. They're like, hey, this is what we want to do now in contracts, that if you screw up and we cut you, not only do we not have to pay you, but they want some of their signing bonus back, which is the part that I guess he's, and all of this, by the way, is rumor, because neither side's exactly saying what's going on, but there's enough of it out there that, so if they give him a signing bonus of however much, and I guess they're not wanting to give him a big signing bonus, which is pissing him off too, but if he gets in trouble 2 years from now, they're like, yeah, we're going to void your deal. And on top of it, we want some of your signing bonus back. And he's like, no, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is more of Cincinnati being the Cincinnati Bengals.
So the nuclear option for him is to actually re-enter the draft. He can do that.
But it would be next year.
He'd have to sit out. But they're saying he's got a bunch of NIL money.
Yeah.
He is not poor.
No.
So... well, if he doesn't want to play in Cincinnati, he can give him the middle finger.
I will say this. The Cincinnati Bengals are... they are the... I can't say worst, because they've won. But they are the the most ticky-tacky, nickel-and-dime, cheap-ass, just... organization that the NFL has ever seen. It's just it's ridiculous that they do this. They do it with all of their players. Why on earth would an organization want to be known as the cheap? We all have that friend, or maybe it's your dad or your uncle or coworker, alligator arms, never wants to pay for anything, always looking for an angle. When it comes time to pay a bill, they're like, oh, let me get this one. Oh, by the way, your portion of it is $17.30. And they're like, what? And they're like, no, $17.30. Exactly. That's the Cincinnati Bengals. And it's just, it's been this way forever. And it's just,
who's their owner?
Is it the
Brown guy?
Yeah.
Last name is Brown.
Yeah. And the daughter runs it now.
Mike Brown.
Yeah. Mike Brown. And is he dead?
No, I think he's still around. Mike Brown's still around, and then his daughter.
89.
And then his daughter is, it's a family-run thing, so his daughter's kind of in charge. And they've seen this, like, on Hard Knocks, like, where they show him. They're just, like, cheapness and just being a kind of a piece of crap exist in their bloodlines.
They've always been those NFL player surveys at the end of every season. They've always been at the bottom of the barrel for things like food, for childcare provided. Like, they literally provide none.
Yeah.
They have no extra facilities like other teams for training. Like, you go down the line, everything in their organization is basically nickel and dimed.
They are the Spirit Airlines of the NFL. It is one of the last places that you want to be. Even though they've had some success.
So do you think if he probably won't go back to the draft, they'll probably figure this out. But if he did, with so much NIL money for college kids, now they're not poor, especially the high draft picks.
Yeah.
Would that open the door for other guys to be like, you know what? I got drafted by the Giants or whatever. Mm. I don't want to play for the Giants. I've got NIL money. I'm going to sit on that for a year, and I'm going to go back into the draft. Because the nugget you need to know is that if he goes back into the draft, any team can draft him next year except the Bengals. So you can actually take them off the board.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. That's what I read.
I'm
a big reader.
I didn't know that. Now, I know that this happens in college baseball. This happened once with the kid out of Vanderbilt. I mean, this happens where you can't sign it. He's like, fine, I'll wait, go into next year's draft. As far as I know, I've never known anyone in the NFL to do this. And
in the NBA, you can declare and go back to your school now too, right?
Yes.
Which is different than the NFL. Like you guys said, he'd have to sit out, but I don't know, paying for training all year, is that going to, I don't know, add an insurance policy to that? Is that going to make up for the money that he's going to lose or make?
I don't think once you're drafted, I don't think he has any, I don't think you can be eligible to go back. Even in the NBA, I think there's a deadline to where you have to declare or go back. So he can't go back and play. Obviously, he could sit out. I didn't know that thing about the team not being able to redraft you. The only problem with that is, and how old is Stewart? Because if you're a guy that's young, but just the longer you delay your entry, is you're taking a year out of your prime and a year until you really get paid. Because as a rookie, you mentioned he's going to sign a $19 million deal when he signs it. That's not like F you forever money. I mean, it's a lot of money, but you really get the big deal on the second contract. And then if you're lucky enough, you can sign that third contract. So that would be the only thing is, do you want to just delay your entry by a year? But if it really means something to you and you're sticking to your guns, you know, maybe that's enough to just say F you to Cincinnati. Not only do you not want to cave to it at this point, but maybe you just, why? If this is what they're doing to you as a rookie, is that a place that you really want to hang your hat? Especially when you see what they've done to players in the past, including now the player that plays your position that's arguably, I mean, the last 2 years has been the best pass rusher in the league. 17 and a half sacks the last 2 years. That's the team that you're playing for, and you're watching them not pay that player that plays your position. I just don't know if you're Cincinnati, why over seemingly some random money that probably will never come into play. Why are you doing this to your first round pick? You're just being petty. You're just being petty and spiteful.
All right, up next, our friend, Joey Harrington.
You freaking bitch.
Here's Schulte.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's story time with Joey Harrington. Last week, we ranked our top three meats. What should we rank this week?
I enjoyed the meat rankings.
I did too. On The Fan. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I'm just waiting for, you know, any sort of prompt, you know. Waiting for me to carry the show again.
Well, I asked you what we should rank this week,
You're
and
the
you
quarterback,
went
quarterback, for God's sake.
You laid out on us.
It wasn't direct. I didn't know it was directed towards me.
Well, you're the guest. Like
we're off to a great start.
Oh, my God.
Man, is it going to be that kind of day?
It might be.
It might be. It's a Friday. Traffic sucks. The weather's a little gloomy, you know.
Yeah. How's your mood today?
My mood. Admittedly, I'm a little on edge. We're getting ready for the Bandon tournament next week. And, I'm not going to be here next week.
Okay. Okay.
You have the Battle of Bandon?
Yeah, the Battle of Bandon.
Yeah.
Who's the teammate? Like, what's the lineups?
We've switched to the Big Ten this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, it's no longer the Pac-12 greats.
And your tentacles reach so far that you're able to secure two high-level ex-athletes from each Big Ten university as well?
It took a little more work this year, not going to lie.
Yeah. I bet. Who's coming?
Let's see.
Who headlines?
I'm guessing.
Well, see, here's the problem. Okay, so we had to book, you know, we booked the tournament out like 3 years in advance, right?
Yeah.
And 3 years ago, I didn't exactly know that, one, the Pac-12 wouldn't exist. Two, we're going to be in the Big Ten. And, you know, like, So
you've been thrown some curveballs.
Yeah, I had spots for 12 teams, you know, because we used to run the tournament with the Pac-12. So inevitably, there are six teams that are not represented at this year's Battle of Bandon. Mm. Luckily, though, we're not branded as the Big Ten Battle of Bandon yet. So,
well, and how many teams are in the Big Ten? 800?
I think there's 18.
Is there 18
so
or 16?
So if I was to say I'm leaving six teams out, what six teams would you leave out of a Big Ten tournament?
I'm not going to lie. Maryland does nothing for me. Rutgers, thanks for coming. The Northwestern kids are smart. Yeah, maybe Indiana gets the boot. Although you got basketball for Indiana, maybe.
You've hit four so far. You're spot on. You got two left.
Two left.
Illinois, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah. Illinois is out.
There's one more.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I'm trying to think.
There's got to be one other bad one. Nebraska?
No, Nebraska's in. Okay. You know, Nebraska. They got a Heisman Trophy or two.
Oh, yeah. Is it like Eric Crouch coming? Maybe Tommy Frazier?
He is. Eric's coming, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who else. Did we say Purdue?
Purdue's in.
Okay. Who do you got from Purdue? You got
Drew Brees?
Drew was not able to make it this year, but it's Aiden O'Connell and Mike Allstott.
Ooh.
Wait, current NFL quarterback Aiden O'Connell?
Current NFL quarterback Aiden O'Connell.
And Mike Allstott will not remember me at all, but my locker was by his, and that is as nice a human being as you will ever meet.
There we go.
Yeah, he was a good dude.
There we go. You still haven't picked the sixth least.
Minnesota.
Ooh, good.
Yes,
yep.
That's
boom.
It.
Yeah, screw them. Yeah.
You guys didn't even hesitate. Like there were no wrong answers in that at all.
I mean, look, it's not hard. I mean, I'm sorry to anyone that went to those universities, but it's as you're kind of scrolling through, it's easy to look at it and slough off the excess baggage.
Yeah, and part of it for me was like, all right, if I'm going to be flipping over here, like I had, I mean, a career and you know, living on the West Coast, but also 14 years of tournament Rolodex for the Pac-12, right? Yeah. You know, that's where, if I'm going to have to flip in 1 year and put this field together, I can't, you know, it's like, am I going to be scrounging through Illinois? Am I going to be trying to come up with some Rutgers guy? Like, so I was like, all right, what's going to be the easiest path for me to take?
Yeah.
And that's where we went. So we moved the four, the original or the old school Pac-12 teams over, and then came up with the eight relevant Big Ten teams. Mm.
So if you don't know, Battle at Bandon's Joey's big golf tournament for charity, and he brings in two ex-athlete, celebrity athletes for each university, and then guys pay big money, charity money, for the other two spots to play on those teams. And then you have a competition based on the teams over the course of, what, 2 days, 3 days, I think?
Yeah, it's a weekend, 2.5. Yeah.
Great tournament. And Justin Herbert, I think, was with you last year from the Ducks. Is he coming back?
Justin's not coming back this year. He's, you know, wanted to take a little break. That's fine. Actually, it's Kenyon Barner is going to be my teammate this year.
Nice. Okay. Super Bowl champion.
How much golfing does he do?
Three-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah. See golfer?
We got a good crew. Joey Galloway, Allstott, Aiden O'Connell, Eric Crouch, Dallas Clark coming for the old Iowa Hawkeyes.
There you go.
Kajana Carter and OJ McDuffie for Penn State. Oh. Melvin Gordon and Lee Evans for Wisconsin.
Nice. That's some heavy hitters.
Yeah, you know, we got a good crew. And you know what, honestly, I'm the most happy about is we have members from the Big Ten Conference coming. So originally the commissioner was going to come, and then he had to have his hip replaced. So, you know, that happened. Yeah, exactly. But no, we've got decision makers from the conference coming.
Oh, wow.
Who, you know, my hope is that this is something that they would want to get on board with, in the complete opposite of what Larry Scott told me 15 years ago when he, you know, said, hey, that's great, piss off. Oh, I didn't tell you about this conversation.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd started the tournament, and this was the first year that they were launching Pac-12 Network.
Sure.
And so I called up to talk to Larry. I was like, hey, I got this tournament I started. You know, I get two of the best guys, you know, two athletes from each of the schools. We go down, we play some golf, you know, we make it competitive. We're putting a TV broadcast, trying to put a TV broadcast together. And I was like, hey, you're just launching here. I'm imagining that you're going to be looking for content. And, you know, this seems like the perfect kind of thing for you guys to cover. Like, it fits right in your wheelhouse, right? And he said, no. I was like, no, what? He's like, no, just no. That's not. I was like, what do you mean? Like, okay, hold on. Like, let's figure this thing out. Like, hey, we're. I'm not asking for like a primetime spot on Saturday in the fall. I was like, you could put me on at like 2 a.m. on a Tuesday. Like, all I'm looking for is just like, hey, like let's get some eyeballs on this thing. And you're just looking for, you know, slots to fill up in this giant TV, you know, megaverse that you're putting together. He's like, yeah, no, we're only going to cover live sports. He's like, you're covering live sports at like midnight on a Wednesday? Like that doesn't make any sense. So I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. You do you. Hey, by the way, like if we did put this together, would we believe, you know, considering, I mean, we're talking about like, you know, Barkley and Reggie Bush and Jonathan Ogden and Sean Elliott, like, can we use the Pac-12 logo? Can I call it the Pac-12 Battle at Bandon? He's like, no, you got to pay me for that.
Oh, so my like,
sweet. So, yeah. And things worked out pretty well for Larry Scott. So, yeah.
Jab.
Well, you just want to, sometimes you look at it and look, I know in the grand scheme of things, that's a small piece of the puzzle, but it's when you see someone that can't get little details right, and then you shouldn't be shocked when big things crumble. Like it's I remember when the Pac-12 launched, I remember tuning into that when there wasn't football on, and the amount of just old, random, regular, not postseason games, you would tune in on like a Wednesday before our show, and there would be a volleyball game from like 4 years ago that was on. And you're like, what are they doing? So the idea that he was so dismissive, that's one of those, in hindsight, looking back, is someone that just couldn't see the forest through the trees.
He was completely dismissive. That's the perfect word. And then when I floated it to, I was back at the Big Ten Championship this year and was with Tony and you know, the rest of the leadership of the conference, and just kind of floated the idea like, oh man, we'd love to come play. Like, sure, let's come check it out. That sounds great. I was like, hey, you don't need to make any sort of commitment at all. Like, just, you know, come on. Oh, awesome. Sounds great. Love to be there. Let us know when it is, and we'll send a contingency. And, well, you know, then let's talk. I was like, okay.
Well, all just like Suk said, like, all you need to do is say, is compare the two. You've got one of the richest leagues in the country, in the Big Ten, and they are like, oh, yeah, this is great. We'll be down there. And then you've got one that couldn't even survive.
Yeah.
And they were the ones that treated you poorly. So,
well, anytime you think it's like a too school for, it's like a too cool for school thing. And that's fine if you are really the big cheese. But boy, when you're trying to fake it till you make it, good luck with that.
Yeah. The great thing too is not only did they see the potential value of, you know, partnering with us, you know, someone that would potentially, you know, do something to, I don't want to say honor the conference, right? But like, hey, this is a celebration of the conference and the universities. But now they're using it as an opportunity to bring some of their sponsors.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I was like, hey, come on out, check out the tournament, and hey, bring a couple people that you may want to, you know, have involved with the conference next year. They're like, oh, we have extra spots to bring. I was like, yeah. So, you know, so then they bring people from Microsoft or from the PGA Tour or from, you know, they start bringing people out that then just expands the network for everybody. Like, some people's inability to look past themselves and understand that it's like, it's not about you, right? You may be at the head of this thing, but you ain't getting it done by yourself. Like, anything that's going to be successful is going to be successful because of all of the parts that are working together. And I don't know. I've been really impressed with the Big Ten leadership.
I don't know what year that was when you were talking to Larry, but maybe that's right about the time when he was cocky sniffing and almost getting Texas. And what do you almost get? Like Texas
and Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, Texas A&M, or not A&M.
It was Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Texas, and I think Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that was around that time.
No, it was more than that. Because it was going to become the Pac-12, it was going to be the Pac-16, so it was going to be the original eight. And then that was going to be the West, and then the East, or the North and the South, however they would have done it. But then it would have been Arizona State with Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Colorado, and...
Well, Utah, because Utah did come over with Colorado, right?
It wasn't Utah, though.
No?
Because remember, Colorado was in the Big 12.
Yeah, but I thought Utah and Colorado came over together, but it was someone originally other than
only
Utah?
After it was going to be, I believe it was going to be Baylor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Baylor.
Yeah. It was another one of the Texas schools.
That would have been sweet.
Yeah. So this was the first year. This would have been, what was the first year of the network? 11, 2012?
Something like that.
Oh, so it was right around that time.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, just, you know, there were so many missteps. I mean, you can sit there and you can blame the death of the Pac-12. You can blame it on a million different people. But the truth of the matter is, anytime something like that happens, it's never one thing. It's any failure of a corporation, a brand, whatever, it's always death by 1,000 paper cuts. There may be one cornerstone that eventually gets kicked out, but it's just, you can just, it's misstep after misstep after misstep, and then eventually they pile up and then the thing tumbles. And I think
what are you talking about? This is death by one person. This is death by Larry Scott. This whole conference crumbled because of his ineptitude. This entire conference crumbled because he overspent in office buildings in the Bay Area because he couldn't locate the, I mean, this is the absolute definition of one person taking an entire conference down.
Well, see, but I'll point to Tom Hansen and his inability to actually try to bring the conference into you know, into the modern time. I'll go with the people that hired Larry Scott and trusted him blindly. I'll go with some of the university presidents and some of their economic advisors that said that the Pac-12 was going to get this massive media deal. I certainly can lay it at the feet of USC and some of the crap that they did.
But hold on. But all of those decisions, secondary decisions, whether it's ASU's financial advisors saying they're going to get a massive deal, don't sign on to this, or it's USC sniffing elsewhere, those things all happened because of the ineptitude of Larry Scott in the first place, right? Those happened because of the ineptitude of that one man. Like that's, I'm not saying that other things didn't happen, but those things would not have happened had it not been for the absolute ineptitude of one Larry Scott.
Yeah, I'll give you, I mean, look, if you're putting percentage, Larry Scott shoulders a huge brunt of it. I just, like, I'll go back to USC though.
Remember, I'm not going any less than 96.
Whoa, 96.
What about Klyavkov? Couldn't he have kept this thing together?
Nah, I think by the time he got in there, I think he was a dead man walking.
Dead man walking. Oh, jinx. You owe me a Coke.
But I remember USC voted. I'm trying to. They were talking about expansion to try to kill the Big 12. Right, the Big 12 was on the precipice of crumbling, and the Pac-12 was going to gobble it up, kill the Big 12, and they would have at worst been the ACC. Even if those other schools had left, they would have been the ACC. They still would have been a Power Four, and those dip S's down at USC raised a huge stink. And said, no, we're not taking those schools. We're not dealing with the non-academic type. We're not dealing with religious schools. We're not taking Baylor. We're not taking BYU. We're not doing this. Raised a big stink, blocked that from happening. And then it kept the Big 12 alive. And then those same sons of guns, after blocking the expansion that would have saved the Pac-12, they were the one that pulled the chute less than a year later. And I don't blame them for going to the Big 10. But how can, to me, if I'm placing the blame outside of Larry Scott, I do think what USC did was really dirty in the, hey, we're going to vote and make sure that we can't really establish ourselves going into the future, and then we're going to pull the rug out from you a year later and not tell anyone and leave. I just think there's enough of those things where, again, blame to be spread around. But yes, ultimately, when you're in charge of it and you can't convince everyone to work together, Larry Scott certainly bears the brunt of it. But I'll throw a lot of the blame around. And I just think that USC, the block and then the rug pull don't get enough attention.
Well, if USC sees what's going on and doesn't believe that they want to be around anymore because of the leadership of said commissioner, then, let's back the train up and see where this thing started.
Yeah. It's a valid
96.
Point.
I can dish out 1% blame to four other entities. Let's call it George gets 1%, SC gets 1%, ESPN gets 1%, and there's one other 1% to give around. We're at 99 now.
Maybe the president's.
Yeah, the president.
Then the presidents get 1%. Okay. There we go. There's the four 1% that you give, and 90. Right. And Larry Scott gets 96.
Yeah. All right, I got a USC follow up for J. Joseph Harrington when we return. Stick around. More with Joey next on The Fan.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington wrapping it up. We were talking about USC and them screwing over the Pac-12, although you only give them 1% of the blame. Would you like to see USC revived, like be really good again?
For what reason?
Well, I think it makes college football that much more interesting when they're relevant.
I agree with that. Yep, for
you'd,
sure.
You'd like 100%. To see that? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say that. I asked under what context am I answering this question?
Well, I mean, whatever context you like. Like for me, I mean, I don't care about USC, but I think it would be good if USC for college football if USC's good. But what is
right,
it for
if
you?
If I'm a neutral college football fan, yes, I want to see USC better. Am I an Oregon grad? Am I an Oregon fan? No, I don't want to see USC any better. I want to win.
Yeah.
I don't care. There's enough of a, we're having a hard time getting past best Ohio State, right? Michigan won the national championship a couple of years ago. Penn State sitting there in the, just like right there under the surface. I don't want any more to more of a gauntlet to run through. Nebraska's on their way back up. Like, this is too... This conversation or that question goes to more of a, how are we viewing college sports, right? Are we viewing it from the, I won't say naive, but from the Pollyanna rose-colored glasses of everything's better when Notre Dame and USC are at the top of the, you know, and relevant and everybody's got a chance? Like, hey, you know what? We don't live in that world anymore. And if you can't, you know, for decades, you know, you've been sliding Lendell White envelopes of cash after games. And now in the world where you can hand it to him straight across, you can't hang them tough. I think that college football has moved beyond, we've had this conversation 100 times, like rivalries dead, doesn't matter. Who cares, right? Oregon and Oregon State doesn't exist anymore. Washington and Washington State doesn't exist anymore. All these rivalries, Nebraska, Colorado doesn't exist. Like, all these things that were supposed to be the bedrock of college football have literally been thrown out the window. Amateurism, gone. NCAA caring about grades and graduation rates, gone. Like, college football is business. That's what it is now. And we all have to approach it that way. That, to me, that's like asking, do I want the, I don't know, pick a pro team. Do I want the Houston Texans to be better? Like, whatever. You got the money, do it. Then go, you know, go do it. I just think college football has changed so much that the romanticism,
pageantry?
I don't know. It's just gone. So I have to approach it from the perspective of somebody who wants Oregon to win the national championship. I want Oregon to win.
Okay.
These are the rules.
Like the purity of it.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's that Pollyanna sort of, what the old Olympic spirit would have been like before, again, the Olympics turned into it. There's very few things that have that anymore. Maybe even the Little League World Series has kind of gone away from that.
Damn Danny Almonte.
Yeah. But it's that sort of thing, right? Like the spirit of competition, and that's what it's about. And that's
based on what you just said, then would you want to see Oregon State revived?
I don't care. I don't, I mean, whoever revive, like, that's my point is, like, what are we reviving them for?
Well, I just mean, I think you're saying, like, you're done hating them because they're no longer really a rival. I mean,
well, I think we've already talked about that. I'm not going to admit it. I'll never, okay. I don't hate Oregon State.
Yeah.
I did, and this is probably going to be the most controversial thing that comes out of this episode. I don't hate Oregon State. I feel bad for them. I feel bad that they got left out.
Yeah.
They got screwed. They did. I think that the world of college football, or I should say the atmosphere of college football in this state is worse because they got left out. Now, you know. Okay, well, that's the world we're in, so deal with it, right? You can sit there and say, I want Oregon State back, or I want USC to be better, but that's not where we live. They're not. I want Oregon to win. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we had a little bit.
Not you specifically, but just like in general.
But we had a run of that, like, mine was Utah, and when, you know, that is the holy war thing. And when Utah went to the Pac-12, it really wasn't competitive anymore. we went from being the big brother to irrelevant. They just beat our ass, and you know, until BYU got into this new NIL world, that game, and didn't play it for a couple years, and then it was moved to the start of the year, and And that's a, you know, that's as hated and as in-state and as you can get. And I'm telling you, those things can die. Like you said, I think that's a really good point in that it's just not compatible. You can't take – college football was trying to take an old system and married it with something that was brand new and looks completely different, but keep these elements. And old and new, for the most part, just aren't really compatible. It's like if you tear a house down to the studs and rebuild it, it's just not the same house. It's just not going to have the same elements. It's really, really hard to do.
I think we play Oregon State this year,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Yeah.
In September.
I have no idea.
That's too bad.
I know we play Washington.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the end of the year.
I don't know. It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you have any hot U.S. Open picks? Who's going to win?
Oh, no, there's nobody of note on the leaderboard.
I think there's only like four or five guys even below par.
You a JJ Spahn guy, are you?
Well, I mean, we do have the first. I mean, I'm assuming he's also a John Joseph. You know, maybe we share the same first and middle name.
And Hovland's up there, right?
Hovland's in there, yeah. You know,
they're doing anything for you,
Sam Adam, Burns?
Yeah.
Adam Scott.
It's not a who's
we'll
who.
See.
Not yet.
No. It's not.
No.
Right. It's not.
Hey, Joey, have a great weekend, okay?
You too. I'm going to play golf this weekend. You know what? That will make it a great weekend.
There you go.
Good. I didn't know you could play. I thought you were too injured.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did cut the top of my thumb off a couple weeks ago, so this is my first round back.
Ooh.
Okay. What'd
you do to your thumb?
I didn't tell you that. I cut the top of my thumb off.
You did not?
What? No, I... No, we
No,
we...
I totally did with a butcher knife. I was cutting bacon.
Oh, like are you stitches and?
No, there was nothing to stitch. I took like about a half inch circle, straight through my nail, and then off the top of my thumb.
Oh, wow! Goodness.
Yeah, it was about a quarter inch deep, about a half inch wide, and it was just a circle that just went.
So is it just gone? Do you have like a dent?
I did for a minute. I went into urgent care, and then they took this stuff. It was like made of like, hold on, it was Surgifoam. Mm-hmm. And apparently it was like porcine gelatin. So they took like pig jello and put it on the top of my thumb and then like wrapped it all up. And then it just like kind of like absorbed back in and like reshaped the top of my thumb. Huh. So now I've got like a pig thumb.
You're like Wolverine.
I can play golf. So
no, yeah. Kick ass. All right. Yeah.
Where are you playing?
There you go. I'm playing at Eastmoreland.
Oh, sweet.
A man of the people.
I love that.
Look at that.
I love Eastmoreland.
Man of the people.
Eastmoreland's great. Great track.
It is. Back nine, Eastmoreland, sunny afternoon, the park in bloom. Man.
It's just so Portland.
Much better than that.
That's right. Okay, enjoy it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you. We will not talk to you next week. You'll be at the end.
We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks. I'll be thinking of you.
I think you won't.
You won't, but you know.
I won't, but it sounded good.
Appreciate it.
Maybe see you at the Timbers game.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, we won't see you and won't be thinking about you. Bye-bye. J. Joseph Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Club is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.